The Mishnah begins and tells us there are three ways to go about affecting Kiddushin. Isha Niknes, Vishalesha Drachim, and of course that is Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. The Gemara derives each one of these three forms of Kiddushin through different forms of derivation. So over here on Beis Amud Aleph we have the source for Kiddushin Kesef. Kesef Minole, says the Gemara four lines in. Gemara learns it out of Gzeira Shava. Gamar Kicha, Kicha Miste Yefron. From an Avram Avinu purchased Maris HaMachpelah from Ephron Achiti. Parashas Chayesara. So the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha in Parashas Kiseitze, when a man marries a woman, and uses the language of Kicha, taking, Uksiv Hasam Nasati Ketzef Hasada Kach Mimeni. From Avinu presents him with the money, and he should take it, which of course effectuated the sale of the Karka. So just like that took place with money, Nasati Kesef Hasada Kach Mimeni, so to Ki Yikach Ish Isha, we make that connection, Gzeira Shava, Kicha, Kicha, just like Kicha in Parashas Chayesara means with money, so too in Parashas Kiseite means with money. That's Kiddushei Kesef. If you turn to Daf Hei Amud Aleph, we're just going to see it briefly, the Gemara at the top derives the source for Kiddushei Shtar. The top of the Amud, Hei Amud Aleph, Minayin Sha'af B'Shtar. So first the Gemara tries to derive it from Kesef, and we'll get up to this in Yirtzeh Hashem. Finally, the Gemara, though, derives it from, again, a pasuk in Parashas Kiseitze. If you look down six lines, where the pasuk tells us, V'yotza mibeisa v'hocha v'hoisa li'ishacher. So in the very same pasuk it says, V'yotza mibeisa v'hoisa li'ishacher. So says the Gemara, Makish havai li'itzio. They both appear in the same pasuk. So leaving, or coming, is connected with leaving. Just like a woman leaves a marriage with shtar, which is a get, of course, so too she enters into a marriage with shtar, with a shtar kiddushin. So it is a connection between the way she leaves a marriage to the way that she can enter a marriage. V'yotza v'hoysa makish havai li'isiyah. That is the source for kiddushei shtar. If you turn to Daf Testament Beis, the Gemara tells us the source for kiddushei bia, which is from one of two possible sources. Either, again, from the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, where the pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha uvala. A man will take a woman and he'll have relations with her. So obviously then relations is a possible way of creating the marriage in the first place. Uvala. Or, alternatively, the Gemara suggests from the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, by Avimelech and Macheris, where the pasuk says, I'm sorry, that he takes Sarah as a captive. If you have the fancy Gemara, it has a pasuk on the side where it says, V'hi b'ulot ba'al. And she is a married woman. But the Torah chooses to describe a married woman as b'ulot ba'al. She had relations with her husband, which implies that one can create marriage through having relations through Bia. So these are the three sources that we have for the three mechanisms, the three possible ways of going about to creating a marriage. And the implication from these different sugyos is that these ways of going about creating the marriage are all deraisa. Kiddushei Kesef is learned out of Gzeira Shava, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Kiddushei Shtar is from the pasuk, the connection, the hekesh in the same pasuk. V'yotza v'haisa makish havai li'itzia. Kiddushei Bia is derived from the pasuk in Kiseitze or pasuk in Parashas Vayetze. V'hi b'ulas ba'al. All of them sound like they're on equal footing and all are deraisa. However, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Alpha of Hilchas Ishus, I gave it to you over here, Ois Aleph. The Rambam seems to distinguish between them. Writes the Rambam, Ube'echa mishloisha dvarim ha'isha niknes. There are three ways that a woman can get married. You can create a marriage. Bekesef, oy b'shtar, oy b'bio. B'bio u'b'shtar min ha'toyro. Those two are deraisa. Bekesef mi divrei soifrim. That's only derabbanan. How could it be only married mi derabbanan? So the Ravid asks, where did he get this from? Zeshibush Peirush Meshubush Hetayu. He's incorrect. Of course, Kiddushin with Kiddushei Kesef is also Deiraisa. After all, it's learned out of Gzereshava Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. So the Kesef Mishnah deals with this question on the Rambam. Zed of Akasha Haech Kosef Shai Kesef Midivrei Soifrim. Hare Lomdu Kiddushei Kesef Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Vacholdover Hanilmod Ba'achas Miyud Gimel Midois Havidvar Torah. Anything that's learned out of the 13 Midosh HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, which hopefully we say at least some days at the end of Karbonos, before Psukei Dezimra. One of them, of course, is Gzeira Shava. That implies the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, that it's all the Midoraisa. So how could it be that Kiddush HaKetzev is only Darabanan? Yes?
We talked about this last year also.
We mentioned it. It's a very famous topic. So explains the Kesef Mishnah. So an explanation which already has perhaps source in the Rambam himself elsewhere. He does not mean that it's Darabanan. It could be elsewhere in the Rambam. Sometimes Divrei Soifrim does mean Darabanan. But here that's not what it means. And in other places as well. That's not the intent of the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean when he says Midivrei Soifrim? He's referring to his Shoresh Sheni, Sheniach HaRab B'Sefer HaMitzvos. When the Rambam is counting the mitzvos at the beginning of his Sefer HaMitzvos, he has to squeeze all of the mitzvos into 613. It sounds like there's many more. You know, if you start going through the Torah and counting Gemara and start counting mitzvahs, you'll end up with many more. So the Rambam has to have rules to limit it in order to get down to the number 613. So the Rambam has rules, which he calls the Sharashim, the introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he tells you what he's going to count, what he's not going to count. For example, he doesn't count the mitzvahs derabanan. Chanukah, Megillah don't make it into the Tayag mitzvahs. It's only mitzvahs that are deraisa. So too says the Rambam in his Shoresh Sheni, he's not going to count anything that is not an explicit pasuk. If it's derived through one of the Yugim Omidah Shatar and the Jeshus Bahem, he's not going to count it. That he calls Divrei Soifrim. Not the same as the Rabbanans. The Rabbanans are entirely a creation of Chazal. But this is, with of course, biblical license, but these are using the Omidah Shatar and the Jeshus Bahem. But they're not explicit psukim in the Torah, so that the Rambam is not going to count. As a rationale for why not count these if they're all deraisas. So some have suggested that it's because the Rambam writes elsewhere in Hilchos Mamrim, which is really off topic, at the end of Sefer Shoftim, in the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam tells us because a later Talmud Chacham can darshan the pasuk differently, even though, let's say, we would want to get rid of Gzera Derabbanan. We don't feel that it has any relevance anymore in our times. So in order to get rid of Gzera Derabbanan, you'd have to be Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmo V'Minyan. The Gemara says you have to be greater in number and in wisdom than the previous Beis Din to uproot their enactment. But, says the Rambam, when it comes to Darshaning Psukim, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam says, when it comes to Darshaning Psukim, any Talmud Chacham who's entitled to an opinion in Darshaning Psukim, any Talmud Chacham who has the ability, the authority to Darshan Psukim, can disagree with a previous authority, even though he's not as great as that previous authority. Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmul Bedoro, as the Gemara is the comment. So the Talmidei Chachamim of this generation are on equal footing, even though they're not as great as the Talmidei Chachamim of previous generations. So Rambam felt perhaps we shouldn't count them in the Tayag Mitzvahs, because Lamaisa, it could change. A later Beis Din could come and darshan, or learn, or derive, the Yogim Omidos use them in a different way. So therefore the Rambam is not going to include it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But in fact, it is a Din Midairaisa. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understood this Rambam. In fact, all three are deraisa. Why does he call Kiddush HaKesef Midivrei Soifrim? Because it's using one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nedreshes Behem. And just like the Rambam didn't count it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he labels it here differently. He calls it Divrei Soifrim. You want to ask something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But without mean that Kesef Mishnah understands that there'd be three different mitzvahs for Kiddush. And otherwise, if he's not going to count this one, then he's counting Shtar and Bia as two separate mitzvahs.
You're assuming Kiddushin is a mitzvah? It might just be a mechanism for getting married. It might just be the mitzvah might be Pruvu, which is a discussion we have to have another time.
It's
not three separate mitzvahs. It's three separate ways of going about accomplishing, assuming Kiddushin is a mitzvah, accomplishing one mitzvah.
Right. Especially if it's Pruvu, then why would it matter necessarily if it's different so from or not? It's a
why would it matter? He's just classifying it based on his old classifications from Shoresh Sheni of Sefer Mitzvahs. He's describing it accurately. He's being exact. Even though you're right, practically it might make no difference, the Rambam is just using his own terminology, Midivrei Soifrim, which means Yugim Omidos, which means it doesn't make it into the Tayag Mitzvahs, which Kiddushin might not be a mitzvah in the first place, but he's just using his terminology, which he created. That's what the Kesef Mishnah claims. Even though, of course, practically, they're all Deiraisa. No one would say that if you have, Gilui Arayas, when she was only married with Kiddush HaKesef, that she wouldn't be Chayav Misa. No one would say that she's not really married. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is
like.
The Rambam happens too, yes, he does hold Kiddush as a mitzvah. So it would be fair that he uses the language of Midir Misa. The Kesef Mishnah uses this to explain a difficult opinion of the Rabbis of Shorashi, which we discussed when we learned Masechtas Ksubis, where the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Ksubis the following. If you look over here, I don't know why it's called Oiz Vav, it should be Oiz Gimel, but The Gemara tells us that there are certain times Chazal have the power to uproot, to annul a marriage. We don't have time to get into the details of that discussion. But there are rare instances where we have such a power. What gives us such the, you know, that power, that ability to uproot, to annul a marriage? So if you look at the end of the first line, the Gemara says, because kol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanan mekadesh, whoever gets married pending the approval of Chazal. That's why we conclude the language of marriage, Hare at mekudeshes li, as Tosis writes in Ksubis over there, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. B'tabazu, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Why do we evoke Moshe v'Yisrael? Because whoever gets married having in mind pending the approval of Chazal. So if it's pending our approval, says the Gemara, afkina rabbanu v'kedusha minei, in this instance we revoke our approval and annul the marriage. There are rare instances where we can do that, annul a marriage. So Amalei Ravina le Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, that's good, Tenach Kodesh Bekaspa, Kodesh Bebiya Michael Amemar, that works if you got married with money. What if you got married with Bia? Then maybe our ability to annul a marriage is an insufficient grounds to annul a marriage, meaning maybe we can't do it there. I think Mark concludes that even there we can do it. But what was the hesitation? Why did we think it was only by Kiddushei Kesef, not by Kiddushei Biyah? So if you look there, Rashi, I'll give it to over here in the brackets, Rashi writes, Shamati kol raboisei mefarshim, I heard all of my rebbeim explaining, the kaddish bekaspa, the Kiddushei derabanan inu. Yeah, that's derabanan. Heim omru veheim omru. We can get rid of the Kiddushin Derabbanan. After all, we all created it. So Kiddush Bekasva Kiddushin Derabbanan, in who there we can annul the marriage. V'yefshar lo makein, says Rashi, you can't say that, that Kiddushin Kesef is only Derabbanan. But Kiddushin Bia, that's the Rashi, maybe we can annul the marriage. Says Rashi, we can't learn that way. V'yefshar lo makein, chadid gzera shavahi, kicha kicha misdei Ephron. Anything that's learned with Gzera Shava, Midah Shatayin addresses Behem is Deraisa. How could it be that Kiddushei Kesef is only Derabanan? And therefore Rashi learned an entirely different shot in that Gemara. It's good if they got married with Kesef, we could say Hefker, based in Hefker, we could declare the money ownerless, whereas it comes to Kiddushei Bia, we have no such power. That was how Rashi learns the Gemara. But he quotes his Rabbeim who learned the Kiddushei Kesef was only the Rabbanan. And that's why Teina, Kodesh Bekasmi, could uproot a Kiddushin as the Rabbanan, but not a Kiddushin Deiraisa that was affected with Kiddushei Biyah. And Rashi takes issue with that. Eef Shalom McCain, Gzera Shavi, Kicha Kicha, Misteyef, and of course it's Deiraisa, the same issue we had with the Rambam. So writes the Kesef Mishnah, perhaps the explanation, the justification for the Rabosef Shal Rashi is similar to what we argued for the Rambam. That they don't mean that Kiddushei Kesef is in fact the Rabbanan. No, of course Kiddushei Kesef is the Raisa. Learn that with one of the Yugim Omidah Shatarn addresses by him. What do they mean? They mean that it is based on the interpretations of Chazal. What gives us the right to uproot a marriage in the first place? What gives us that ability, that leverage? Who stuck us, Chazal, into every marriage? The answer is, Kol de Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Whoever gets married, they use the language Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, they have in mind Chazal. You know where you really have in mind Chazal? More so than other forms of Kiddushin perhaps? Where do you really have in mind Chazal? Kiddushei Kesef. Why? Because Kiddushei Kesef is all based on Yud Gimel Midrash and Torah and Drashas. It's all based on the Drashas of Chazal. So if it's all based on the way Chazal used Yud Gimel Midrash and Torah and Drashas by him, there you certainly got married with them in mind. Kiddushei Bia, which is a pasuk of Kiyikach Ish Isha Ubola, or Vihi Ulos Baal, maybe I didn't have in mind Chazal when I got married. I had in mind the Torah. I didn't mind Chazal. So then, how can Chazal come and insert themselves over here in this relationship? That's what the Gemara was hesitating. Tenach Kodesh Bekaspa. You got married with Kiddushei Kesef. Of course you had in mind Chazal. Otherwise your whole Kiddushin was meaningless. It's only based on the drushes of Chazal, the Yugim, Omidos, Kicha, Kicha, Misteyefron, Gzera Shava. Certainly then you had in mind to get married based on depending the approval of Chazal, and if they will later want to uproot the marriage, they can do so. So if you look here in the Kesef Mishnah, that's how he learns Pshat in the Rabbis of Shorashi. Uderach Rabbeinu, if you look at three lines from the bottom of Ois Beis, right in the middle of the line, Uderach Rabbeinu, Loi Kasha, Loi Midi. Anything that's learned out of a gzeira shav, of course, is dayrais. So the cycling al yodai, if she will be engaged and give you a rais, an extramarital relationship, certainly she'll be chayiv skila misa, and she'll have to bring a carbon if it was b'shoigeg. Kachol dvarim for Russian b'tayra. For the kali rehu derabbanan, they only called it derabbanan olaymar. It doesn't say that in the Torah. It was only because that's how Chazal interpreted how we received it at our Sinai. It's only through the lens, the interpretation of Chazal. Now we can say, whoever gets married having in mind Chazal. But that would not be the case by Kiddushei Bia. So it could be that the Rabbis of Sharashi didn't really mean Kiddushei Kesef is the Rabbana. They meant, like we interpreted in the Rambam, when he called Kiddushei Kesef, Divrei Seifrim, it just means it's learned out with the Yugim Omidah Shetarani Dreshes by him, as opposed to Kiddushei Shtar and Kiddushei Bia, which are explicit psukim. There is one problem here, one wrinkle, is that the Kesef Mishnah doesn't deal with, is that where do we learn out Kiddushei Bia? That was a pasuk, right? That was Kiikach Ish Isha Ubola. He Be'ulas Baal. A married woman is described as Be'ulas Baal. Where do we learn Kiddushei Shtar? Where is Kiddushei Shtar? The same pasuk. Yotzami Beisa, V'hocha V'hoisa, Le'ish Acher, V'yotza, V'hoisa, are in the same pasuk. Makish, Havai, Le'yitzia, just like a woman leaves a marriage with a get, she enters a marriage with a Shtar Kiddushin. Is that Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebaal Peh? What would you say? Sounds like Torah Shebaal Peh. Why do you say that? Yeah! I mean, explicit in the Pasuk? Not really. It's based on the drushes of Chazal. So what should the Rambam have called Kiddushei Shtar if the Kesef Mishnah is right? Also, Midivrei Seifrim. Problem with the Kesef Mishnah. What we'll have to argue, and many do, is does Hekesh appear in the Yugim Omidah Shetarin Drushes for him?
No.
Anybody say that?
No, it's not.
It's not. Gzeira Shava is, Hekesh is not. What we'll have to say is that Hekesh, the fact that it's in the same Pasuk and the two are connected, is Torah Shebichsav. That's not Torah Shebaal Peh. The fact that V'yotza V'hais are in the same Pasuk and we are Makish, Havaya, Liyitziya is not like a Gzeira Shava. A Gzeira Shava where we have one word here, Kicha, Nasati Kesef Hasada, Kach Mimeni, Kicha means Kesef. Hikach ish isha means kesef. We learn one from the two. That's Gzeira Shava, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. What appears in the same pasuk that the two are connected with what we call a hekesh is a different mechanism, a different vehicle, and that in fact is Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what we'll have to say for the Kesef Mishnah. That's why Kiddushei Shtar, the Rambam describes as the Deiraisa. Okay, as not even Midivrei Sefer. So all three are midiraisa, the fact that the Rambam Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, the fact that the Rambam calls Kiddushei Kesef, presumably does not mean that Kiddushei Kesef is only derabbanan, a marriage is effectuated with money is only derabbanan, rather they're all deraisa, and the Kesef Mishnah explained he's just using technical terminology that it refers to the fact that it was derived with the Yugim Omidah Shetar and Nidreshes Behem, as opposed to Shtar and Bia that are explicit psukim, or what we would call Torah Shebichsav. The Hekesh of Havai Liyitziya. And that could be the same shot in the Rabbis of Shorashi. However, the Gemara continues that not only can you get married with Kesef, but Shavah, the Mishnah, I'm sorry, continues, and you can get married with Shavah Kesef as well. Beishamai Oimrim, Bedinar uve Shavah Dinar, Beishilol Oimrim Beputa uve Shavah Pruta. Gemara picks up on this. It is because you can get married not only with Kesef, but also with Shavah Kesef. So Taisa says, yes, we have a source in the Gemara for Kiddushei Kesef. How do we know, though, that you could get married with Shavah Kesef, the equivalent of Kesef, or commodities that are worth money? Shavah Kesef, something that's worth money. We see you could get married with money, with currency. How do we know you could get married with Shavah Kesef? That's Taisa's question over here in Divrei Maskil Bepruta. How do we know, basically, that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef? Four lines down in Taisus, he asks, V'im Toimar u'minogon de Shavah Kesef Kekesef. How do we know that that's the case? So Taisus concludes, a little bit of a back and forth, that we derive it from two sources, a combination of two sources. One is from a Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, in the context of an Eved Ivri, who was sold for 6 years, that he can buy his way out, he can redeem himself with money. But the Pasuk tells us, in Parashas Behar, you look at the Gemara Tezayin Amud Aleph, Im oy rabos bishan wafian yoshiv gulaso mikasef miknosoi. He can redeem himself. But the Torah uses it with money. The Torah, meaning buy his way out. The Torah, though, uses the language of yoshiv. Yoshiv is like a language of hashavas hagzela. Is a language of returning, not paying. Shalem would be to pay money. Yoshiv implies, says the Gemara, that you can return or pay anything. It doesn't have to be specifically currency, cash. It can even be shavei kesef. So says the Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, in the context of an Eved Ivri buying his way out, Yoshiv gulas amarachmana l'rabbi shavei kesef kekesef. In the context of an Eved Ivri, he could buy his way out with commodities, with, it doesn't have to be cash. He could use anything that's worth money. If it's an expensive watch, he could buy his way out with the expensive watch. That's the Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Similarly, there's another Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, which Tosfos quotes as well, where the Pasuk says, with regard to Parshas Mishpatim, with regards to paying Tashlume Nezikin, that, again, a similar language of Yoshiv. Yoshiv Levalov. You have to pay back that which you damaged. And again, the Torah doesn't use the language of shalem, which would imply cash. Currency, the Torah uses the language of yoshiv lebalav. You should return it to the owner, which is l'rabo shavei kesef kekesef. So Tosfos, towards the middle of the Tosfos, says that's where we learn out shavei kesef is kekesef by kiddushin as well. Where? From a combination of these two sources. Number one, the Pasuk says by Eved Ivri, yoshiv l'rabo shavei kesef kekesef. Then the Torah says as well with regards to paying tashlumin ezikin, Yoshiv Levalov. Again, the Rabbo Shavei Kesef Kekesef. So from the combination of these two psukim, we derive that by Kiddushei Kesef as well, Shavei Kesef is Kekesef. That which is worth money is the equivalent of cash. Not only can you get married with currency, you can get married with that which is worth money. Tosfos says, generally, we don't derive things. Whenever you have two psukim that teach us the same thing, we assume that that's exclusionary. If a pasuk comes to tell us a rule, one thing, we assume that that's a rule. We'd have one pasuk tells us the rabbi shavei kesef kekesef, we'd assume that's a rule, and that applies to kol Torah kulo. Whenever we have it taught twice, that implies that it's coming to be exclusionary. It only applies in these two cases. So ask Tosfos, once we have two psukim that teach us the same thing, another, go back to the Yugim Amidah Shatarna Jezebel, spending a long time on that brisa. Whenever you have two psukim that come to teach us the same thing, we assume it only applies to those two cases. How then can we derive from there to Kiddushin, that Shavei Kesef is Kekesef, from the precedent of Eved Ivri and Nezikin, since the Torah to teach us twice, presumably it applies only there? So Tosfos says, no, in fact, they are not exclusionary. The reason why it was taught twice is because each one teaches us an additional chiddush. What additional chiddush? Says Tosfos, if it only would have taught it to us by Eved, the Shavei Kesef is Kekesef, I would have said, it's only by Eved. Because this is an unfortunate situation. We got to get this Eved out of being an Avdus. It's not an ideal situation. We don't want it to continue. So in order to redeem himself, to get him out of this unfortunate situation, we will allow him not only to redeem himself with kesef, with cash, shavei kesef too. Let's get him out. Let's get this over with. But who's to say that by other areas of halacha, by nezikin as well, that this would be the case? So we have to come to teach us not only by Eved, but by nezikin. And then Tosfos says, well, why don't they just teach it by nezikin? Yoshiv levalav, the rabbi, shavei kesef, kekesef. So he says, well, that wouldn't have been sufficient either. Because I would have said, how a guy gets sold as an Eved Ivri? The Gemara tells us later on that you only get sold for violating, that's why it appears in Parshas Behar, which deals with the Lachos of Shemitah. If you violate Shemitah, in the end, Rashi quotes it in Chumash, if you violate Shemitah, in the end, you'll be sold as an Eved Ivri. Meaning it's only because of your own Averos. You steal money and you can't pay back, you're sold as an Eved Ivri to pay back. Or if you violate certain Averos, so then the Torah promises that ultimately you'll things will spiral out of control, he'll be sold as an eved ivri. So he's sold as an eved ivri because of his own fault. So maybe there, where it's because it was your own fault, we don't give you extra ways of redeeming yourself. It was your own fault, after all. Let him suffer. So I would have said, you know what, it's only by Nezikin, not by eved ivri. So therefore, says Taisus, we needed two psukim to teach us this, we shouldn't exclude one case or the other. But it doesn't mean to limit the rule to these two cases, eved ivri and Nezikin. It's just because we needed each one in order to learn out the rule by eved ivri and Nezikin itself. Each one comes to teach us a chiddush. But it doesn't mean to limit it in any way. So we could derive from eved ivri, from Nezikin, where the Torah tells us, Yoshev, the rabbi of a kesef kekesef, so too by kiddushin, not only can you get married with kiddushay kesef, but you can get married even with shavah kesef. That's the conclusion of this Taisus Divrei Maaskal B'Pruta. However, if you look at the Ritva, he disagrees. Same as in the Rashba, both quoting in the name of the Rebbe, the Ramban. Again, Taisus learns out the rule, derives the rule of shavah kesef kekesef, from the Gzeiras HaKasav by Eved Ivri, by Nezikin, you can pay back damages, Eved Ivri can redeem himself, not only with Kesef, but even with the equivalent of it, with commodities that are worth money. The Ritva, though, says, no, it's a Sfara. Look at the Ritva. V'hanochon, d'hoch ha'pshita milsa. It's obvious. The cave in the Gali Rachmana, the Isha nicknames be Kesef, since the Torah taught us that women can get married with Kesef, dumya de kinyan sadehu, Dumi the Kinyan Sadeh, just like buying a field. Who had the Shava Kesef? Of course. Why not? It's a Svara. Obvious. Sure. What's wrong with Shava Kesef? Why isn't that the same as Kesef? So the Ritva is a different source, the Ramban. This is a Svara. It's obvious. Get married with Kesef. Get married with Shava Kesef. So what are they arguing about? So the Divrei Yechezkel, was a Magid Shir in the Slobodka Yeshiva. And he has a popular Yeshivish Sefer, all on Yeshivish Sugyas, a few in each Masechta, and Nashim Nezikin. So in the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel, he claims that there's a fundamental machlekes going on here between Taisus and the Ritva and the Ramban, but what is the definition of Kesef? And in order to explain it, he points us to another machlokes harishonim as to how to define a pruta here. The Avni Miluim, notice the Avni Miluim is the Ksois HaChoshen, wrote not only the Ksois HaChoshen, HaChoshen Mishpat, he wrote the Sefer Shev Shmaitza, seven long drushes on Nashim Nezikin, but he also has on Eben HaEzer a commentary called the Avni Miluim. So the Avni Miluim, which is the Ksois HaChoshen and Eben HaEzer, notes in a poor machlekes rishonim about how to define a pruta. In the Perush HaMishnayis over here on our Mishnah, Perush HaMishnayis of the Rambam, the Rif has the same thing. He mentions it. I gave it to you over here. Oisei. He says, "Midivrei HaRif v'Rambam Perush HaMishnayis near the Mishko Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef Hu Pruta." What is a pruta? A pruta is a half a barley bean's worth of silver. That's a pruta. Umashima bein huzala kesef bein huka le'olam havi shur shiur kiddushe kesef mishko chatzi sa'ira. Whether silver goes up or down, a pruta or kesef kiddushin is the equivalent, or either silver, half a barley beans worth of silver, or the equivalent of it. That's kesef and shavah kesef. However, the Ritva disagrees. Rashi disagrees. Look at the Ritva. Ritva and Oisvav makes a point that Taisus makes as well, but he makes it slightly differently. Writes the Ritva, v'dinu, it happens to appear in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, but it's commenting on our Mishnah. It says, v'dinu d'lo havelu hula beis hila lemisni b'pruta, they didn't have to say b'pruta. Once you said b'shava pruta, the equivalent of a pruta, so you can get married with a pruta. Lemisni b'pruta d'ha b'kroksiv kesef, but not only that, that's how Taisus learned. Taisus at the beginning of Divrei Maaskal B'Pruta says, well, once you say B'shava Pruta, of course Pruta is obvious. The Ritva says, you don't have to say B'Pruta at all. D'ha B'kra Kesef K'siv. U'svir l'hu l'beis hilo d'lav Kesef mamish el ha'momon. Money. Kesef does not mean a certain amount of silver? No. See, Taisa says, look over here at the beginning of Devar Matzah B'Pruta, Taisa says, once you say B'Shava Pruta, you don't have to say B'Pruta. Taimat O'Havale L'Misne or B'Shava Pruta. Equal of a Pruta? Pruta itself, certainly. That's obvious. The Ritva says more than that. The Ritva says, U'Bedin U'Dol HaHavale Hula B'Yisil L'Misne B'Pruta. Once you said Kesef, what is the minimal shear of money that is significant in the eyes of Halacha? Throughout Kol HaTorah Kula, what is the minimal shear of money that's of value, that's significant to people, that people are not, we assume that they're mindful? What is that? Pruta. Anything less than a pruta, we assume, is negligible. People don't pay attention to that. Ka'afradama, ka'afradara. But if it's a pruta, then it's, okay, that's choshev. Says the Ritva, that's what Beis Hillel interpreted as kesef. Kesef means the minimal value of something that's significant in people's eyes. That's obviously a pruta. You didn't even have to say pruta. Taisa says you didn't have to say pruta because once you said sheva pruta, it's obvious pruta as well. You don't have to say anything at all. Kesef means money. What is money? Value. Something that's worth something. Obviously, that's a pruta. The only reason they said pruta in the Mishnah they're all the same. Kesef, Shava Kesef, it's all one and the same. It's all just value. Whatever is worth something. It doesn't have to be a specific amount of silver. Even if it's Shel Nechayshes, whatever is the minimal coin that is used for transactions, something that is valuable in the eyes of people, which is a pruta, doesn't matter what it's made of, that is Kesef. So Beis Hillel had to say pruta. Since Beis Shammai held it's not a pruta, it's a dinar, Beis Hillel had to explain their position that it's a pruta. But says the Ritva, in a vacuum, Beis Hillel didn't have to say pruta. Kesef means the minimal amount of money or value, which is worth something in the eyes of people. Rashi seems to interpret like the Ritva as well, because if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi says pruta. Look at Rashi on the Mishnah. It says, Pruta, Shel Nechoshes, copper. To exclude what? Silver. Silver, you see, is the natural currency. That's the time the Moshe Rabbeinu them using silver. Silver is the world, you know, the nature has an ingrained currency to it. And that's gold and silver, assumed to be currency. Everything else is commodities. But the Ritva feels it doesn't refer specifically to silver. When the Torah says ki yikach ish isha, and we learn out kicha kicha mistei Ephron, just like you could buy a field with kesef, so do you get married with kesef. It doesn't refer specifically to a certain amount of silver. It refers to something of value, which could even be nechayshes. What is the minimal coin that people use in transactions? Coin of nechayshes. That's what people use. So the Avnei Miluim notes this machlekes, does it refer to a certain amount of silver or value? So if you look at the fourth line, v'mkein al-kocher kesef dekra eino kesef mamish, doesn't mean silver. Ela mamon upruta kashem mamon. It means money. Money is different than silver. Money is something that's worth something in people's eyes. Upruta kashem mamon. That's the opinion of the Ritva. Doesn't refer to a specific amount of silver, it refers to mammon, and the minimal amount of mammon is pruta. So the Avnei Miluim notes, machlokes harishonim, how to interpret the word, kesef over here in the Mishnah, or pruta. According to the Rambam, in the Rif, it refers to a specific amount of silver. According to the Ritva, and perhaps Rashi, it refers to the minimal amount of money. It's not specifically linked to silver, a certain weight in silver. It's whatever is the minimal amount that's a chashev in people's eyes. A pruta. So Divrei Yechezkel continues, and he thinks that perhaps we have a larger issue, a larger machlokes, but how to interpret what is the conceptual nature of kesef in halacha. Look over here at the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel, simul ha-mecheso yisau, v'ta machlokesam nira, now he's coming back to our machlokes about shavah kesef, da toisvis sphira lehu, toisvis who needs, how does toisvis know shavah kesef is kekesef, Rabbi Yisai? How does Taisus know Shava Kesef is Kekesef? How did the Gemara know that? Taisus said we learned it out of two sources. Xeris HaKosef. Eved Ivri and Ezek in a combination of the two. It's Xeris HaKosef. A special din. A limud. That Shava Kesef is Kekesef. Why do you need such a limud? Agzeres Hakosav. V'tamach leitzam nireh. Da'atayzis sfira luhu. De'eni karo shal kesef mitzad shivuyav. Kesef doesn't mean something of value. That's not what kesef means. It means a certain weight in silver, like the Rambam, like the Rif. Kesef means currency, as opposed to commodities, as opposed to things that are worth currency. You can attain currency by trading them, but this is, there's a difference between currency, silver, which is a natural currency, in the absence of other currencies, there's currency, cash, and commodities. And kesef means currency. The any karo shel kesef mitzad shivuyav, just because it's worth something. Mishum hachi lulei kara lo yadina the shavet kesef kekesef. Were it not for gzeiros hakosef, I would not have known the shavet kesef is kekesef. Who's to say just because you can get married with kesef, with cash, you get married with an expensive watch, with a silver becher? What is that? Silver becher is different. That's silver, but you know, something else that's worth money. Who's to say you can get married with commodities? Just because you could get married, you know, a side of beef, just because you could get married with, I wouldn't recommend that, but just you get married with cash. The two are very, very different. That's why we needed Xeris HaKosef to teach us, Shavet Kesef Kekesef. Not only can you get married with cash, with silver, you get married even with Shavet Kesef. Silver or gold, even other things that are worth money. Because I would have thought it's limited to cash, because Kesef in Halacha means cash. Currency. Like the Rambam told us and the Rif told us, a certain weight in silver. And anything else is not kesef. So we needed Xeris HaKosef to teach us so you get married even with those things. V'zei Yitochen, continuing the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel, in the second line, V'zei Yitochen L'das HaRif V'Rambam, the Sfiru Hu DeKesef Amar B'Torah Hu Mateches Kesef. It refers to a certain volume of silver, Mishko, Chatzi Sera Kesef, Hu Shir Pruto. Nimsa the kesef yesh lo chashivus ba'atzmoy delekev eshove kesef. Currency is different than commodities. You get married with currency, not commodities. That's what I would have thought. Therefore, we have Xeris HaKosu from Evan Ivri, from Nezikin, to teach us. No, you could even get married with eshove kesef, to expand the category. But that's because kesef is not defined as value. Kesef is defined something that's worth something. It's defined as currency, as cash, as a volume of silver. About Haramban v'Harashba Sviraluhu, this is the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban Lishitosam. The Ikar of the Kesef Ein is not a certain amount of silver. No, the Ritva already told us. They still didn't even have to say Pruta. Once you say Kesef, Kesef is Mammon, Mammon is Pruta, it's obvious. That's the minimal worth value that people care about. So once you say that, about Haramban v'Harashba Sviraluhu, the Ikar of the Kesef Ein no Ela Machma Shivuyav. It's because it's worth something. There's no value to cash more than any other commodity that's worth something. They're both value. They're both worth something. Therefore, in the eyes of the Ritva and the Ramban, there is no difference fundamentally between Shavet Kesef and Kesef. The smallest coin that can be used in transactions, it's worth something in the eyes of people, that's Kesef. So then it is obvious, it is a svara that Shavet Kesef is Kesef. We don't need Xeris HaKosef. Okay, so the Divrei Yechezkel taught us this machlokes rishonim. How do we know Shavet Kesef is Kekesef when it comes to Kiddushin? Taisa said it's Xeris HaKosef from two places, Evan Ivri and Ezekiel. Yoshev, the Rabbi Shavet Kesef Kekesef. The Ritva and the Ramban said, no, it's a Svara. Obvious. Kesef, Shavet Kesef too. So says the Divrei Yechezkel, that has its roots in a machlokes about how to define Kesef. Is Kesef a certain volume of silver? Because Kesef means currency, the Rambam and the Rif. That's how Tosfos have understood. In which case, currency is very fundamentally different than commodities. They're both worth money, but they're very different. In which case, we need an Xeris HaKosef to teach us. Not only can you get married with currency, with cash, you can get married with things that are worth money too. But according to the Ritva and the Rabban, no. Kesef doesn't mean a certain amount of silver. It means the smallest coin, which is used in transactions. That's a pruta. Whatever is kashuv in the eyes of people. I'm not even sure pennies anymore. People throw pennies in the water. Obviously not valuable in the eyes of people. And one time my son and I were walking to shul, my old shul, we used to have like a mile walk to shul there and back. So one time we were walking along the street, and even in Passaic, which is a lot of Jews, a high Jewish population, there's anti-Semitism we experienced on the walk to shul. So one time, we got yelled at a few different times in there, you know, warm and fuzzy, nice comments. So one time we were walking to shul, and a car stops and screams, I forgot, dirty Jew or something, and threw change at us. So, you know, money grubbing Jews, that's what they meant. So my son, who was very a little kid at the time, so he says to me, Abba, we're coming back after Shabbos to get it, right? Yeah, but even he wouldn't go back to pick up the pennies. You know? Something more chashav. Anyway, the smallest amount that's yetzibah, so that's worth something, that's kesef in the eyes of the Ritva and the Ramban. So, but it's worth, it's not because currency is different than commodities. Whatever is worth money, that's kesef. So if that's kesef, kesef and shavah kesef, ahainu hach, it's the zel bazach, it's the same thing. Whatever is worth money is the same as kesef. Kesef is just value, something that's worth money as well. So therefore, it's a svara that shavah kesef is kekesef. However, even according to the Rashba and the Ramban, that shavah kesef kekesef is a svara. 1 minute, but there are two gzeiros hakosef. If shavah kesef and kesef are the same thing, it's whatever is worth money in the eyes of people. Kesef doesn't mean currency or cash. It means whatever's worth money, not negligible. Then shavah kesef and kesef are really the same thing. That's what the Ritva told us. We don't need gzeiros hakosef to teach us shavah kesef and kesef. Kiddushin, it's obvious. Whatever is worth something. Yeah?
What is she
does
again in
Divya Chesko? The Divya Chesko links two machlokes together. What is kesef? So the Rif and the Rambam told us it's a volume of silver, which means cash, right? It's the natural currency. Kesef means cash, currency. So therefore, Taitza said, 1 minute, how do you know Shavu Kesef is Kekesef? Gzeres HaKosef. Why do you need a Gzeres HaKosef? Because currency and commodities are two very different things. Yes, they're both worth money, but that's not what Kesef means. Kesef means cash, currency. Who's to say it applies to a side of beef? Who's to say it applies to a book? Who's to say it applies to anything else that's not currency? A necklace, a bracelet. It's not currency. It's not cash. Who's to say you get married with that? We need an exeris hakosef. That's Tosfos. However, the Ritva is l'shitasa. The Ritva and the Rashba and the Ramban, Old Talmidim and the Ramban, understood, no, kesef doesn't mean a certain weight in silver. It means prut and nechayshes, a smallest coin that's used in transactions, something that people consider chashuv, that's not negligible. Because kesef doesn't mean cash. It doesn't mean currency. It means worth, something of value. If that's the case, it's just not hard to understand why the Ritva feels that it's a svara, that shavah kesef is kekesef. If all kesef is something that's worth money, that's valuable, so then commodities are the same as cash. They're all the same, just something that's worth money, that's valuable. Significant in the eyes of Bnei Adam. However, even for the Ritva, we have a problem. We do have two gzeres hakosefs to teach us shavah kesef kekesef, where? By Eved Ivri, by Nezikin. Why do we need them? If shavah kesef is kekesef, that should apply in Kol Tarku. Why do we need a Gzeres HaKosef over there? So the Ritva deals with this. Look back at Ois Dalet. The end of the first line. The B'chol Hanu de Kasivna Le'el Das Rechina Ribuyo L'Shavet Kasef. Where do we need a Gzeres HaKosef for Shavet Kasef? B'kuhu Ikataima. There's a reason. De Gabi Nezikin Habamina, by paying back damages, I would have thought, they came in the Kasev Rachmana Mate of Sadehu Yeshalim. The Pasuk says when you pay back using properties, using karka, I'm going to pay you with real estate, you have to pay back with the best pieces of real estate. Meaning it could sell easily. Not with average property that's going to be hard to sell. No, you have to sell, give back Matev, something that's desirable, something that everybody wants. When you pay using properties by Nezikin, you have to pay with the best. So I would have thought then, you can't use a side of beef. That's not from something that you could easily sell. You know, you can't easily sell sides of beef. You try and sell it; it's difficult. As opposed to meitav sadeus, I mean, it's easy. So then the worth is accessible right away. See, if I'm giving you cash is like Maytav. Cash is something, you could take it, you could go, you could spend it. Yes, it's worth, they're both value, shavius. But some are more accessible, some are preferable, some are favorable to others. If I would ask you, you're paying me back with something, do you want a package of hot dogs, or would you rather cash? Cash is king. People always want cash. You always get away with cash. So why? Because cash is usable. Not because cash and commodities are two separate things fundamentally, conceptually. No, it could be they're both just value and worth and something that I could use to buy something else. But cash is accessible. It's usable. That's like Matov. Everybody wants it. Properties. Whereas opposed to Shava Kesef, a ring, even a bracelet or a necklace, the gold for cash stores notwithstanding, they're harder to get rid of, harder to dump, as opposed to cash, which is more preferable. So says the Ritva, yes, it's true, Shava Kesef and Kesef are the same, fundamentally, conceptually. By Nezikin, we needed Exeris Akosa, because just like by Nezikin, when you pay back, you need Maytav, you need the best properties. So I would have thought you have to give the most preferable, the most usable, the most practical form of a value, of something that's worth something, and that's cash. Not because cash and commodities are fundamentally, conceptually different, like Tosis told us, no, but because this is more usable, it's more accessible, it's more preferable. So too, Gabi Giron, Kesef David Ivri, continues the Ritva, Nami Havi Amina Kevin Shua Dai in Toich Zmanoi, since David Ivri is redeeming himself within the time that he sold himself for, he's redeemed, buying himself out early. The Yotza Baal Karkel Shal Adon. The Adon would rather keep the Evid. So now you're paying him Baal Karkel. He said, Dinu Shalo Yisal Ku El Bekesef. You want me to let you go early? You're paying against my will? Give me something I can use. Give me something that's preferable. Give me something that's more accessible, that's more usable. Don't give me something I'm going to have to, pay back a loan in pennies. What am I going to do with it? That's hard to use. So that's not nice. So you come and you pay your way out with a side of beef. What am I going to do with a whole rack of beef? That's no good. Or a package of meat sliders. What am I going to do with that? I'd rather cash. Cash is usable. So you're going to pay me against Baal Karchoi. So pay me with cash. So the Ritva here is telling us that there's a difference in these two examples, both in the Zikin and both of the Eved Ivri buying his way out early, that these are not purchases. These are payments. When you're paying your way out, so then the other party might have the right to demand something that's favorable, that's usable, that's practical. And cash is more practical than commodities. But he writes on the last line of Ahacha Gabi Kinyan Kikidushe Kesef, here when you're transacting a marriage, or any kind of transaction where I'm buying something from somebody else, Kevin de Midash Shneemu, we're both engaging in this transaction willingly. Ika Dover. The Ikadavar Koshuv, and this thing is of value. Mali Kesef, Mali Shava Kesef. You don't have to take the deal. You don't want the deal. You don't want to buy the car. You don't take the car for five cows. It's up to you. But you can make such a transaction, since we both agree, even if it's not cash, if it's Shava Kesef too. Because whatever we agree and makes both parties happy, it's fine to contract this this sale, this transaction. Because fundamentally, Kesef and Shava Kesef are the same. So Ritva basically is telling us, Shava Kesef and Kesef are the same. They both represent value, something that's worth money. Not that it's, represents worth. Not a specific amount of silver. And therefore, by Kiddush and Shava Kesef is Kesef, it's a Svara. Obvious. Why did I need Exeris HaKasa by Eved Ivri by Nezikin? Because there you're buying, you're making a payment for damages. Or the Eved Ivri is buying his way out early. I might have thought in those instances, then you have to give something that's accessible, that's favorable, that the person wants. People don't always want Shava Kesef the same as they want Kesef. Kesef is much more usable. Even though fundamentally they're the same, Kesef, Shava Kesef both represent value, Shavius. It's not a specific amount of silver, like Tosis, like the Rambam. It's whatever is valuable. And therefore you can contract Kiddushin or a sale with Shava Kesef just as well as Kesef. When it comes to these payments, I would have thought that you have to give him something that he's happy to take, not something that he takes begrudgingly. So that's why we needed a limud, Shava Kesef, Ki Kesef, that even in those instances, even of Nezikin, even of Eved Ivri, where you're making a payment, perhaps against the will of the owner, or because of damages that you damage the owner, where I thought maybe there, Yodo El Yona, he could demand something that's usable, that's preferable, that he wants, even there you could use Shava Kesef. That's why I needed Exeris HaKasa. Okay, so the Ritva and the Ramban really feel it's a Svara. Shava Kesef is the same as Kesef. Kesef does not mean a specific amount of silver or currency or cash. What it means is something of value. And therefore, fundamentally, Shava Kesef is the same. The only reason I needed Xeris HaKosev by Evid Ivri, by Nezikin, is because I would have thought there he could demand something that's usable, that's more accessible, that's preferable. I would have thought he could demand cash. Even though cash and Shavu Kesef are all the same fundamentally, I would have thought perhaps in that instance it should be limited to cash. But that's the exception to the rule. And in that instance, the Ritva and the Ramban are Moda to Tosfos, that we have Xeris HaKosev, the Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Similarly, though, even though Tosfos disagrees with the Ritva, with the Ramban, that kesef does not mean value. Kesef and shavu kesef are not interchangeable. The only way we know shavu kesef is kesef by kiddushin is because of the xeris hakosev. What's the xeris hakosev? Yoshev the rabbi shavu kesef kekesef, like by Evid Ivri, by Nezikin, we put the two together, we derive kiddushin as well as the xeris hakosev, because I would have thought kesef means cash, currency, a specific volume of silver. That's kesef. Shavu kesef, okay, is xeris hakosev. What am I going to do? Okay. It's included too. As we derive from Evid Ivri's Nezikin, and Kiddushin is the same. But there is an instance where even Tosfos will agree that Shavu Kesef Kekesef is a Svar. It's obvious. And in certain instances, even Shavu Kesef will be interchangeable with Kesef. Where is that? That's perhaps by making a purchase, by a regular transaction of Kinyan Kesef. If you'll notice in this entire Tosfos, Divya Maska Bepruta, he talks about different places where Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. He talks about Kiddushin, he talks about Pidyon HaBen, and Evid Ivri, we didn't get bogged down in all the details of it, by Hekdesh, by Erchin. Many different instances where Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, commodities are the equivalent of Kesef. Where do we know it from? And Tosfos goes back and forth with all the sources. Each one has a source, it's all tied up in a neat little bow at the end. Everybody's got a source, all our T's are crossed, our I's are dotted. There is one case, though, which Tosfos never brings up. He never discusses. The Pnei Yehoshua notices in Tosfos, he never discusses Kinyan Kesef. What happened to Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu purchased, Hinei has Kesef HaSodeh, Kach Mimeni. What about when it comes to buying something with money? How do we know you can buy something with an expensive watch? I could buy something with a side of beef. When it comes to Kinyan Kesef, Tosfos never discusses that. Doesn't come up in Tosfos. Why not? Where's the source for that? So Chaim explained this quote over here in the Sefer Sufos, Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi. It appears in other sources as well. In the name of Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim explained, "V'nira degam ha-Tosfos moidu." Tosfos agrees to the Ritva and the Ramban that in certain instances it's a svara. Bishar kinyonim. Not by kiddushin, but by other kinyanim, damrina misvara de shavu kesef kekesef. That's a svara. Ukemosh matzina de mahani de mei shor bepara vechalipin. I could exchange a cow for a horse, a chamor for a shor, an ox for a donkey. I don't need to use cash. That's obvious. Of course, there you don't need to use cash, and I don't need exeris hakosef to teach me that I could use commodities, that I could use things that are of value, even though it's not cash or currency, to make a sale. Of course there you could pay with cash. Why? I'm sorry, you could use commodities, not cash. Why? Explains Reb Chaim. Because there you're buying something, I'm paying you. As long as I gave you something of value, whether it's cash, whether it's something else that's worth money, I gave you something of value, and again, like the Ritva told us, you're happy to take it. So fine, I'm giving you the value of what you gave me. Fine, even Tosfos agrees that's a svara. I would never have needed cash, specifically. Even though kesef means cash, means a certain volume of silver, that's when it comes to kiddushin. When it comes to other kinyan kesef, when it comes to buying a car, and you are happy to take five cows, I don't know what the price of a cow is, but you are happy to take five cows in lieu of this car, gegezunt. I don't need Xeris HaKosev for that, even according to Tosfos. Tosfos would agree to the Ramban and the Ritva. There it's a Svara, says Reb Chaim. Why? Because I'm giving me a car that's worth money. I'm giving you something also that's worth value. And you accepted it willingly? Shalom al Yisrael. We don't need Xeris HaKosev for that. Just like the Ramban and the Ritva told us by Kiddushin. But Tosfos feels Kiddushin is different, says Reb Chaim. Why is Kiddushin different? Because Rabbi said by Kiddushin, you are not buying the woman. See, if I buy a car has value. I give you value in exchange. Who cares what form it comes in? Even according to Tosfos, who cares what form it comes in? If it comes in the form of livestock, or comes in the form of cash, what difference does it make to you? It's all a value. Yes, you don't have to accept it if you don't want to. It's not a payment, like I'm paying you back and I come with, you know, cows. That's not nice. We need to exercise the cost of according to everyone. What if I'm just, we're making a sale? So Tosfos says, yes, there it's a svara. That's why Tosfos never even brought it up. There it's a svara. You gave me value. I gave you something of value. You took it willingly. What difference does it make what form that value takes? If it's cash or if it's in livestock or some other thing that's worth money, commodities. What difference does it make? Because there, you're exchanging value for value. Worth for worth. There Tosfos holds, you're right. Oh, there, for sure. Kesef means something of value. He agrees to the Ritva. When does Tosfos disagree with the Ritva that Kesef means cash, not something of value, not something of shavius only? It means specifically a certain amount of silver. That's by Kiddushin. You know why, says Reb Chaim? Because there you're not buying the woman. You're not exchanging value for value. You're not trying to say, wife is as valuable as the ring. Shavu v'shavu. That's not what's going on. Look at Rashi. First Rashi in the Masechta. First Rashi says, Ha'isha nikneis lebaila. A woman is acquired by her. Who else is she going to be acquired by? Who else? What was the other option over here? I'm not one of those what's bothering Rashi Jews, but what's going on? What is Rashi telling us? So Rashi the Chidushi Hara'ah, a Masechtas Kiddushin. The Rashi is telling us that the husband doesn't own her. The language of nikneis is the Gemara already discusses. You know, is shtels in this language of nikneis. But Rashi is telling us, no, it's just to her husband for marital purposes. Well, look at the Rashi three lines later. V'kaina es atzma, and she acquires herself back. The Mishnah tells us in two ways. She acquires herself, b'shtei drachim, with misas habal and with a get. What does it mean, v'kaina es atzma, says Rashi? Li yois b'rshusa lehinasi la'acher. V'kaina es atzma doesn't mean she acquires herself back. In the real sense, as if she didn't own herself before, she did. All it means is now she can get married to somebody else. In what sense does the husband acquire her? He doesn't own his wife. If you came and only learned one thing over here this year, it's that. He doesn't own his wife. It's with Kedaihu, the first day. He doesn't own his wife. All it means is, for marital purposes, they have an exclusive relationship. And Kainas Atzma, Liyaz B'Yashusel Asadach, and now she's going to marry somebody else. That was the extent of his kinyan as well. Was just that they have an exclusive relationship. That was the only way that he owns her. So says Reb Chaim, that's not shava b'shava. That's not exchanging worth for worth, that their shava kesef is kekesef. Says Tosfos, by Kiddushin, you need to exercise our kosef. This is a symbolic gesture. This is a symbolic kinyan. Not like when I buy a property for kesef. I give you worth, you give me worth, whatever form it comes in, shalom ha'yisrael shava kekesef. No. Says Tosfos, that even Tosfos agrees to the Ritva on the Ramban. That's a svara. But Kiddushin Kesef, when it comes to Kiddushin, it's not worth for worth. You're not buying a woman. This is a symbolic gesture. And when the Torah says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and we derive Kicha, it means with Kesef, Kesef here is symbolic. And when the Torah describes Kesef, in this context, therefore, it doesn't mean worth. It doesn't mean value. We're not exchanging value for value. What it means is Kesef. And what is Kesef, according to Tosfos, is cash. The Ritva and the Ramban disagreed. They understood Kesef never means cash. But according to Tosfos, when the Torah says Kesef in this context, we're not exchanging worth for worth. It's a symbolic gesture. I give her the ring, and we gain an exclusive relationship. In that context, Kesef means cash, and we only derive Shavu Kesef Kekesef because of Gzeiras HaKosef. But when it comes to Kinyan Kesef, to buying things with Kesef, where we're exchanging value for value, worth for worth, then Tosfos would agree that it's a Svara. That Shavu Kesef Kekesef, and that's why he never even brings it up. One final place where you see this distinction in Tosfos is on Daf Beis Mabez. Rabbis, I turn to Daf Beis Mabez. Tosfos Diver Maskel Da Osar Lo Akuli Alma Kehektish. Tosfos says, how do you get married with what language? Hare At Mikudesh Es Li Kedash Meish of Yisrael. Hare At Mikudesh Li Betabazu Kedash Meish of Yisrael. With this ring, can you buy something like that? Can I buy a property? Hare kar kazeh niskadish li, you know, tabazu, kadaz meish of Yisrael. Says Tosfos, no, it doesn't work. Look at Tosfos. Umihu, five lines from the bottom. Im haya oimer talis zu mekudish li, ein nira shayel. That doesn't work. Degabi Isha Bamed the Misyachedis Liyos Lo Hineseres Lako. By the fact that she's designated for you, she's reserved for you, she's prohibited to others. All Isha's his marriages is not acquiring the woman, it's an exclusive relationship. Aval Bekika Vitalis Lo Shayach Lamemar Hochi. The language has no application, it just doesn't relate to what's taking place. You're acquiring it. That's why the language is different, and perhaps that's why the method you go about acquiring it is different. So even though Tosfos holds by kidu by Kinyan Kesef, so he never mentioned it. Of course Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. There he agrees with the Rashba and the Ramban. Kesef means value. I'm exchanging value for value. When it comes to Kiddushin, you're not acquiring the woman. All you do is create an exclusive relationship. The Isha nicknames Labailo. She's Kainas Asma, Liyaz Bishusel, Inas Lacher. All is an exclusive relationship, and therefore the Kiddushin Kesef is a symbolic gesture. It's not worth for worth, value for value. So if that's the case, so then I might have said Kesef means Davka Cash. Dafka currency, a specific amount of silver, and it's only because of Exeris HaKosef that we derive Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Whereas the Ritva and the Ramban understood, even in that context, even when it's a symbolic gesture, Kesef does not mean currency or cash or a specific amount of silver. It means worth, it means value, even though, of course, you're not buying your wife, but you know, in the same way you buy a field Chas V'Shalom. But it's still Kesef, even in this context, means value, means something that has worth. And the only reason we needed Xeris HaKosef by Evid Ivri and by Nezikin is because there I would have thought you have to give him something that's worth money, but that's easily to use. And you could use it easily. Something that's favorable, something that's preferable, something that's usable. And that's cash. But fundamentally, cash, Shavu Kesef and Kesef are the same in the eyes of the Ritva and the Ramban. It's according to Tosfos, Kesef means currency, means cash. Shavu Kesef, we needed a Xeris HaKosef. Okay, Shkayach HaKosef.